beloved Lichtensteiners. Some of you would like to have something to say over by the Purim Suda, or maybe just a thought on Purim. So I'm going to share with you a few short Vertlach. And most of my Purim Torah was inspired by the Heilig Baal Pachad Yitzchak, who I had the great privilege and honor of spending time with. So a lot of this is not his. It's my understanding how it goes through the prism of every Talmud takes it and puts it through their mind. But a lot of the Yisaitis are certainly his. So we say, Simeini kechaisim alibecha. Imprint me kechaisim, like a signet ring on your heart. Klal Yisrael says to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Do you know that when they first came out with the printing press, right, the first press, so it was all made out of little metal letters that they would, you know, die cast, and they would stick them together very painstakingly and put them into a big sheet, sort of lock them in together and print a page. And this is how they would print a Siddur, a Chumash, etc. What happened was, when the printers were done with it, they wanted to break up the little letters and start the next Sefer, and somebody came to them and they said, how could you do that? It's a Shailav B'chikas Hashem. And it went all around the world, this new Shaila, brand new Shaila. So they say they brought the Shaila. I'm not sure, it's different people, but I heard it was the Bach. He lived around the beginning of the printing press. They brought it to the great Bach. And they said, this Gadol said it's Mechikas Hashem. And the other one said, no, it's not Mechikas Hashem. It's maybe it's Shalai B'Kavana. All different Sfaras. And the great Paisik, the Bach, looked at them and he smiled. And he said, did you ever see a printing press? They said, no. He said, well, go look at it. You're too lumdish. You're not being practical. So they looked at the printing press, and they realized all the letters are inverted. And when you look at it, it looks like mumbo-jumbo. So the Bach said, what's Mechikas Hashem? You don't see anything here. So what happens? Me and you, all of us heathen, I shouldn't say all of us, there are certainly very many holy heathen, but we have complicated lives, right? If you're a Ben Torah, maybe your life is not so complicated. But if you're in the world and when you're a working person, you put your child on the bus, then you go running to Davin, put your kid on the bus, you come home, you're running to Mincha, to Meir of a Seid in the middle, you have to go pick this up. It's full of complications and contradictions and steeris, and so many things happen in life, and we feel like maybe we're not. So what does Klal Yisrael say? Sameini kechaisem alibecha. When you look at the chaisem inverted, it looks in ganzen sidreit. It looks ugly. It looks displaced. It looks like jargon. Flotsam and jetsam. But when you stamp it on the heart, what does it see? Ah, it's kulay emes. It's kulay ratzah fahava. So the Jew who could look so scrambled and ugly and distorted, he's mispal sameini kechaisem alibecha. And on Purim we get drunk. And you know, there was once a couple that they did a beautiful shidduch and they were deeply in love. And then what happened? And then life happens. You know, in life what happens? We have strife. We have competition. We have depression, we have setbacks, we have failure, we have anger. Maybe we get forgiveness, maybe we don't. So there was a couple, and they had gone through the mill. And the wife didn't know, does he love me? Does he still love me? And everybody puts on a face to save, they don't want to miss there. So she decided she was going to get her husband really, really drunk. And she gave him to drink. She made a meal. One drink, the next drink, the third drink. I don't know about you. I don't hold liquor very well. And when he was drunk, she said, do you love me? And you know, nichtas yayin yatzah sayid. And when it stripped away all the banalities that encounter us, and they realized, yes, I still love you. So what happens? Purim, it's after the churban. You write what Yirmiyah writes about the churban. Al Nares Bavil, Shom Yashavdu, Gambachinu. They carried away the Kalim, the Kalim, the Kalim, Shainim, they came from the Beis HaMikdash, and most of Klal Yisrael was sold into slavery, and the hurt of Eicha, Yashva, Badad, this is post Churban. Was there really love? But what was it? It says, Me'ahavas Hanes Hada Kiblua. there was such a love that they experienced on Purim, it was Hada Kiblua. So what do we do on Purim? We all get drunk. We say, everything that happened to me this entire year that confused me, Rabbeinu Shalom, you want to know, do I still love you? Did you ever see what it's like when you get a Yid drunk on Purim, the things that come out of his mouth? Kulei Ratza Fahava. So what do we say? Sameini Kechaisam Alibecha. Kukaisin Gansin Sidreit. But when you stamp me on your heart, you see how much love we have for each other. Afreilich Purim L'chaim L'chaim. At the end of Hilchos Purim says that there's a minig to put on partsufim on Purim, to dress up. Why is such a strange minig to dress up on Purim? So what does it say about Esav, Amalek, the father of Amalek, the Zayd of Amalek? It says, Vayhi Esav ben Arboim Shana. When Esav was 40 years, he gets married. And what does Rashi say? He said, my father got married. The holy Yitzchak got married for the first time at 40. So Esav, the lecherous womanizer, rapist, molester, says he was known for being a rapist, Chazal say, right? He says, I'm also going to get married at 40. So Rashi says, it's like the chazer, the pig. He dresses up so polite, and he sticks out his hoof, and he says, look, Toirani, because the chazer has the split hoof. It's all about dressing up. Esav, Amalek, the world, it all dresses up. What does it say about the Yetzer Hara? Stands in front of the Yetzer Tov, kikoif bifde yadam. What do we know about a monkey? You ever go to the zoo? You go to the lion, he roars. You go to the elephant, he eats peanuts. You go to the monkey's cage, monkey see, monkey do. So Chazal say that the Yetzer Hara in front of the Yetzer Tov, it doesn't come across like something totally different. It makes believe. It's totally legitimate. I remember years ago, I once saw a picture in the paper, may have been the Jewish press. It showed a bunch of Israeli ministers visiting the Pope. And the tagline on the picture was, the man with the yarmulke is the Pope. Well, because what do we know about Bnei Esav? Every Yom Tov we have Easter, we have Pesach, they have Easter, we have Purim, they have Halloween. Whatever we have, they machinach. It's kikoyf b'fnei adam. Like he says, he's poyrus tlof of yomer toirani. And you know, when you look at this world, it's really a dress-up world, right? It's a world that's highly unauthentic. Everybody's trying to be who they aren't. Who's one of the most pathetic people in modern history? Pathetic. I remember there was the singer Michael Jackson, a black man. He tried to turn into a white. He had multiple surgeries on his face to make his nose skinnier, to make his chin this, to make his hair straighter, to give him this. And then he tried to look like a white woman. And what people pound pathetic is, in our souls, we really don't like people who don't know who they are and dress up and pretend to be somebody else. We like people who are genuine. What does it say by the Rabbeinu Shalom? Ki chol soir v'chol dvash le'saktiru. What kind of carbon can't you bring? Soir, what is soir? It's a humble piece of flour, water, and yeast. And it starts puffing up. Rabbeinu Shalom says, I want the real you. Nobody likes a faker. V'chol dvash, when you put sugar into meat, into chicken, into fish, people like sweet. They don't even taste the food anymore. All they taste is a sweet. Again, it's some cloak on it. Some fake affectation with the fake smile. This is who I am. It's not you. You don't even know who you are anymore. So what do we do on Purim? We start wearing masks. And what's the mask to remind us? To remember, Do we even remember who what a genuine person is like? Have we gotten so caught up in this rush to, you know, personification of who we aren't, of this masquerade party? Have we become a masquerade party? So on the Yom Tov that celebrates the destruction of Amalek, who stands kekayif b'fnei adam, kechazir amel, what did Chazal remind us? Remember, remember not to fall into the masquerade. Remember really the genuine you and who you are. You know, Reb Nachman writes a story, the great Reb Nachman. He says, there was once a king, and the prime minister comes running to him and he says, you know, your majesty, this year, all the wheat in the kingdom, all the new crop is poisoned. And whoever eats it is going to go crazy for 1 year until the new crop comes. But your majesty, I put aside for me and you a bundle of wheat, right? A truckload, a wagon full, that we'll be able to stay normal this year and we won't have to go through it. So Reb Nachman writes, the king looks at the minister and he says, you know what? I want to be the same like my subjects. They're crazy, I'll be crazy. They're possessed, I want to be possessed, just like them. But you make a little sign on your forehead, and I'll make a little sign on my forehead, so that when we look at each other, at least remember that we're meshuggah, that it's not the real us. So on Purim, what do? We put on a masquerade, and we say, remember, there really is a tachlis, a do'a b'shefev develt. There is a real true service. And when we come out of the world of social media, of Instagramming, of newspapers, l'tayv ularav, unfortunately there are some newspapers that dress up also, they're a masquerade. What does it say? Remember, one day a year, remember that it's all a masquerade. And remember, chol soir v'chol dvash le'isaktiru. And when you become adala yada, make the real you come out. Drop all the masquerades. And you know, I heard this from Rafatna. He said, we say Mechia Samalek. Why don't we say like we say Ubiar Tohara Mikirbecha? We say Bir Chametz. Why isn't there a lashon of beer by Amalek? So Rav Hutton said, he said, Mechia is never the thing itself. Mechia says like Umacha Dima Me'al Kolpanim. It's to wipe off the tear off a face. So he says, beer is when you destroy the thing, and Mechia is when you destroy the affectation. There's something on the face. It's something that's tugachepet. All Amalek is, all those fake affectations, the ears we put on to impress people. Like somebody said, he said, I'm making a wedding, spending money I don't have, to impress people I don't like. What does that mean? It's all affectations. So what do on Purim? The 1 year we say, put on a mask. Just remember, it's all one absurdity. For one day, come back to yourself. L'chaim, afrei l'chapurim. Yitzhak Tzaka Gedayla Umara. So I heard this from Rafatna. He said, we're in Tefillah. You don't find in the whole Seder of Tefillah a Zaka, a scream, Tzaka Gedayla Umara. Right, we find, yeah, very genuine question. What type? So Rafatna said something beautiful. He said, the Anshei Knesset HaGedayla Hechziru Atar L'Yayishin. It's a Gemara in Yuman, Samach Tes, I believe. Right, what happened? Daniel came and he said, Ayeg Duloisav, Nachrim Acharkarim Behechel. Look at us, Klal Yisrael, destitute, destroyed Beis HaMikdash, Ayeg Duloisav. Daniel came and he said, Ayeg Vuroisav. So the Gemara says, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came and they said, look how Klal Yisrael has survived in the Gullus. Look at the Ness of Mordechai and Esther. We survived. Hein Gvuroisav. One tiny nation, thousands of years later, 2,500 years later, look at Klal Yisrael, is spry, is young, the youngest nation of the world. Look, Silicon Valley, the cutting edge, Facebook, Google, it's a godsend, it's Eden, the most, Israel, more patents. What is more spry than Klal Yisrael? What's younger? Hein hein gvuraisav. That's the biggest raya. He said, but before the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla came, that means between the Churban and the Nes of Esther, he said there was no more tefillah. They couldn't say Gdulaisav. They couldn't say Gvuraisav. So what does he say? He said, Mordechai came out, and he says, I can't daven anymore. I can't say Hakela Kadol Hagibar Vanaira. He said, davening kenichnish, I can't pray. Abishrayin kenich, I can always cry, I can always scream. So he says, Vayitzak to Akka Gedela Umara. And I think there's something powerful here, because sometimes, maybe me and you, we feel like we can't say Hakela Kadol Hagibar Vanaira. We're having a tough time, and it's a really rough day in yeshiva, at the office, in school, with the kids. So Mordechai said, you know what? Maybe as a Jew, you can't daven anymore. Maybe you feel that the Shari Tefillah, when Ninal are locked up in front of you. He says, but you know what? You can always give a cry. You can always say, Bashefa, Rabbeinu Shleilam, help. So there's a new Nusach HaTefillah that Mordechai was Mechadish. And that is the tefillah of Tzaka Gedayla. We should all be Zeichet HaFrei L'Chapurim L'Chaim L'Chaim. Gitzaran Nechumele Nayir Shil Shumele Gitzaran Nechaya Sinayir Gitzaran Nechumele Nayir Shil Shumele Gitzaran Nechaya Sinayir Gitzaran Nechaya Sinayir. I'm going to leave you with one last Torah. You know, on Purim, it's the 1 week a year. Klal Yisrael never drinks. Do you know that a shasli drunk is not allowed to be mispal? A koyin who's drunk is not allowed to be nice a kap of. Bezdin can't paskin, can't be machadish to chaydish. Klal Yisrael looks somewhat down on wine, an excess of wine. Purim is the yomtiv of wine. What is the message of wine? So where's the first time we find, well, the first Suda of Yayin? It says, Vayovo le Yayin vayesht, by Yitzchak, Yaakov brought him wine. Now here's the question. Yitzchak never asked for wine. And it says, Agav, what does it say? He says, a Malach gave him the wine, he gave it to Yitzchak before the brachas. Why did he bring wine, something that Yitzchak never asked for? So let me share with you a beautiful thought. You know, it says, the Gemara in the beginning of Baba Basra says that the Beis HaMikdash Hurdis, Mishalei Ra Binyan Shal Hurdis, Le Ra Binyan Noa Miyamav, was he built the most spectacular Beis HaMikdash. Stones, marble of green and white, oscillating, right? Shimmering in the sun. Kigali Hayam, it looked like waves of the ocean. And it says that he decided he wanted to coat them, make them beautiful with gold. And what it says, Leinichav al Chachamim, Chachamim didn't allow him. They wanted the waves to be apparent. So I heard over for Rav Hutna, he said, you know, we know that the waves of the ocean, they rise to great heights many times in storms. They'll go 30 feet, 40 feet, 80 feet. They roar. B'shoi galav ata tishabchem. They roar. They come thundering. And what happens? And then 100, 200, 500 feet later, they collapse back into the ocean. So you say, wave, wave, wave. Why did you rise and roar so much when you know it's so ephemeral? It's going to disappear in 1 minute. It's a temporal. It's a flash of time. Wave, what are you roaring about? But what's the answer? He says, like Rashi says in Chumash, it's when it says Vayinochem Hashem Allah, that he made Adam. So Rashi says, but Rabbeinu Shalom rejoiced when he made Yismach Hashem b'masav. So Rashi says a great yesod. Rashi says Be'ez Chedvasa Chedvasa. There are times to rejoice, and when it came to time to rejoice, the Rabbeinu Shalom rejoiced. right? Ubisha Evlis, so Evlis on a time to mourn is a mourn. In other words, every moment as its appropriate behavior. And for that moment, grasp it and live that moment. And so the waves of the ocean, they too, they roar. And they roar just for a few moments. But when they roar, b'shoy galov atat shabchem, boy, boy, do they roar. So seize the very moment, be present in the moment you were. So here's the Chazal knew that the Beis HaMikdash was going to be Charev, and the Nevi'im were Menave on it, right? Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, they all said. But what happened? They said, but you know what? It's here today. And while it's here, just like the wave roars, we should roar too. And when you think of wine, when you open a bottle of wine and you read the label, it says notes of blackberry and chocolate, hints of coffee, and picked in the summer or in the autumn, etc. They pick it at a certain time. The amount of water, the amount of sunlight. If it was a cloudy year, it tastes different. If it was a chilly year, if there were winds that affect the wine, wine is affected by everything. If you leave the bottle, if you store it with its cork in a place where there's a cigar smoke, the wine will pick up that flavor too. There is nothing so present that so lives the moment and carries with it its moment as wine. Wine is totally present. Which is why when Klal Yisrael, we say Zechreyu Alayayin, Klal Yisrael does the strangest thing. How do you take a day that is just flashing, it's galloping past, and be Makadosh a day? You know, the Goyim, they sanctify their Mekaymus of Tiflas, right? You could be Makadosh, Lahavdol, Migdash, a shul. It's something that's going to be here. It's a building. Hug the bricks. Grab it. But to sanctify a day, so we do it Zechreyu Alayayin. We memorialize it over wine. Just like the wine, every moment of its existence, the grape, every day, one cold day changes the flavor. Too many hot days ruin the flavor. Cool days, right sun, good flavor. Every day is stored in that bottle of wine. It tastes in the ultimate product. It says, today is Shabbos. Zechreyu Alayayin. It could be the most fleeting thing, like a wave. Klal Yisrael has the ability to live in its presence, to grasp that day, and to live in that day. And Purim, what do they sing? Haint is Purim, morgen is ois, geb me adolon varf becharois. We say, Purim, it's just one day. But on this day, what does Klal Yisrael do? We believe in living in the present. We say, mitzvah, tzriches, kavana, anything we do without a state of mind, isn't it? It's only one day. But on that day, b'shoi galo avata teshabchem, we can roar like a lion, we can scream like Mordechai, we can do everything, what we could pack into the day of Purim. We should all be zeichet, afreilich in Purim.